Alex Jarrett, about 6 years ago, you came up with an interesting idea having to do with a subject that's near and dear to our hearts here on the world, and that has to do with geography. What was it?
Came up with an idea to find and go out and take pictures of all of the latitude and longitude intersections in the world.
All of them, meaning how many?
There's about 64,000, but most of those are in the oceans. So our goal now is about 14,000.
Okay, and what you're calling this is the Degree Confluence Project. It's based in Northampton, Massachusetts, where you are based yourself. And I guess before we go on, you should probably give us a little bit of a longitude-latitude 101. How did this all begin?
Well, people came up with latitude and longitude in order to get from place to place, in order to say, okay, I'm at this point and I need to get to this point, say in a boat. So people came up with latitude lines starting at the equator and going to each pole.
So the equator is zero.
Equator is zero and the poles are at 90.
Mm-hmm.
And then chose a random point, Greenwich, England, as the zero point, and then that goes all the way around 180 degrees in either direction.
And Greenwich, by the way, because Britain ruled the waves at that time.
Right.
So it got the zero point.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are a little more than 64,000 of these convergence points, longitude, latitude, by the way, we're only dealing with round numbers, right?
Right. We're just dealing with the integers. There's an infinite number of points.
Every place on the map is somewhere in terms of the meridians. We should say you have not visited all these places yourself.
No way. I visited about 15 of them.
About 15, but you've got a lot of friends out there, these confluence hunters.
Yeah, there's about 2,400 people who've gone out.
Wow. So how'd you get the word out to snap a photo of that particular point?
Well, I just decided one day to go visit one of these places and put up my visit on a website and put out this absolutely outlandish goal of asking people to visit all of these points. Then it became more and more popular, sort of snowballed as more and more people on the web found out about it.
So let's talk about a couple of the places, and I know you have pictures here of a few of them. What are some of your own favorites?
Well, there's one in the Netherlands, which is actually offshore, just a little bit offshore. We do count the ones where you can see the land from the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And these people decided to row out in a boat, and then they waited for the tide to go down. And then when the tide was out, and their boat settled onto the sand, and they were at this spot, then they took their pictures.
Excellent.
And then they stayed there for the night, and the tide came back in.
And which confluence is this?
That's 53 degrees north and 5 degrees east. We also post people's attempts, which are actually sometimes just as interesting. There's this walking group in Brazil, and they used to just go out on hikes, but then they found the project and decided this would be a great thing to do, to see new places. And so there's this group of, I don't know, 5 or 7 people. And one interesting story from there is when, in the middle of the jungle, on a steep hillside, went out to find the point, and they got lost. Nightfall came. They encountered wild pigs. They encountered snakes.
Oh, my gosh.
They weren't really that well prepared.
You claim no responsibility for this whatsoever.
Yes, we have a disclaimer. You are acting on your own behalf.
And can I look at some of the pictures you have there?
Sure.
Oh, here's one in Togo. Both. Now, this is interesting. This is a man, looks like he's in maybe a tobacco field or something in Togo. He's got a hat on. He's standing in front of a tree. Is the tree marking the point of 10 degrees north, 1 degree east?
I guess you could say that, although I'm sure the tree had no idea.
maybe the man either. He's
yeah,
probably just...
No, I don't think. One of the interesting parts is that people go out and visit places that tourists would normally never go.
Does anybody say this is an important point? Or do you think it's not interesting to anybody but you and your hunters?
No, actually, especially in Germany, a lot of the points already have monuments there.
Oh, really?
Sometimes not quite at the right place because the technology back when they put the monument there, even 10 or 20 years ago, isn't as good as now.
And so, how precise is it even now?
You can generally get within 35 meters.
How? By using a GPS, global positioning system? Is that how people find mm-hmm. the spot?
Yeah, most people use those. You don't have to if you have a good map and you're really good with a compass.
Now here's Willow, Alaska. This is 62 degrees north, 150 degrees west. A guy in a pond, is that a gun in his hand? Or is he...
Nope, that's a GPS.
Is he just happy to be there?
He waded out in the middle of this pond because, you know, they were at the edge of the pond, and they said, well, it's not close enough. We need the exact place.
And so he went in, looks like maybe about 10 feet or so into the pond. Yeah, that's great. You have very impressive hunters, I have to say. And people can check out all these pictures on your own website by making a link to our website, which is www.theworld.org. And I guess contact you as well if they want to become Convergence Bounty Hunters.
Sure.
Well, nice to talk to you, Alex Jarrett, who started the Degree Confluence Project based in Northampton, Massachusetts. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.